What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Just in time for sizzling Sprint Week. Now through Sunday, November 17th, get a free 49-inch LG 4K TV when you lease the LG GX ThinQ Plus dual screen for just $15 per month. That's right, a free TV. Hurry in, this offer won't last long. Visit your local Sprint store now through November 17th and take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Phone $15 per month after 16/21 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, TV, and screen. Require online registration. Ships from LG. Not available in store. Subject up to $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Hi, join Joe Ostrowski for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 7 to 10 at Glasscott Saloon in Chicago. Enjoy the broadcast, enter for a chance to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear, great Lance Briggs. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football, Ryan Field, this fall. The Cats, they host UMass this Saturday, 11 a.m. kick. Then Minnesota next Saturday. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
And this transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall!
Mullion Hawks! Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to remind everyone to join Joe Ostrowski for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show tonight from 7 to 10 at Glasscott Saloon here in Chicago. Great spot. Enjoy the broadcast. Enter for a chance to win Bears tickets and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
That'd be a lot of fun.
It'd be great. You could get the chicken. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustino.
He was feeling pretty crispy about everything.
He's always crispy about everything. And thank you, Kevbo.
Kevin Zithromycin. Kevin Zipak, that is one.
And, of course, Ray, you are the man. You're the straw that stirs the Ray.
Well, we're just trying to have fun here.
You make it fun. And now we welcome in Dan and Connor. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, guys. Fellas. Great call on the Kalamata chicken from Athenian Room.
Oh,
so when good.
When you are so good. In a glass cup, they let you bring it in.
That's
right.
Right.
Well, they don't
bring it to you. They got the service now.
That lemon chicken.
Ago.
Get out of Dodge. They have a service now?
They now have. I was there a couple of weeks ago. We were out there with the fellas. Cody, Westerland, and Dennis, and Adam, and I were all out there hanging out. They got one of the finest seats in the city there at Glass. You know, you walk in, there's the big, long bar.
Yes.
There's the two tables on the left side, just squeezed in there. Window, table, bar, finest seat in the city. They have a waiter.
That booth.
Waiter and waitress
service.
It's the booth. It's amazing.
It's top tier. Adam and I shared the chicken last time we were there.
Oh, it's so
fantastic.
Shared. So good.
Yeah, he eats like a bird.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
He's a small.
Yeah, when you say shared, you threw Adam like a tiny little piece and he nibbled on it.
He's very small, so he doesn't eat much, and it was my fourth meal of the day, so I was just trying to go light as well.
Speaking of which, today's the day.
Today is the day.
Finally, here it is.
The Connor McKnight 3-pizza challenge.
And today's the day.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to eat three pizzas?
Yeah.
Yes, he's going to eat.
Yeah, I think I can do it. It wasn't so much an eating challenge or like a quantity thing. It's just one of those. I think you guys would appreciate this. I said I could do it.
Sure.
So I will do it.
When's the last time you ate?
When's the last time I ate? I had I had the Pepito sandwich from Cafe Arazu last night.
I mean, that's okay. I was just like last night. I was like looking for
what exactly did you eat?
What was the caloric intake?
I had the Pepito from Cafe Arazu.
So explain exactly what happened.
It's like a Jibarito, isn't it?
It's the bread though. It's got
now
the chilies.
Now we've lost them.
Yeah, it's great.
Now we've lost them.
No, so it's I was eating a Jack's frozen pizza, my favorite frozen pizza brand. Everybody's got their own, and that's fine. But Jack's is mine, and that, you know.
What's yours, Dan?
Favorite.
He's a two-stone.
By a mile,
I like the Jewel sausage.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
It's good.
It's great. It's like a cardboard, you know, you could even just bake the cardboard, have the plastic on it.
It's terrific.
I grew up with that, and
frozen pizza draft.
I grew up with that, too, but then once you get to North Star Camp and the pizza party pizza, because of what the Wheel Inn would have for the counselors to bring over and wake you up with, soul food.
I was never paroled long enough as a child to go to the camp.
that's just a taste of home. It's a Proustian taste to me.
Jack's is filling, though, Connor. That's a tough call.
We got Supremes. We bought 5 Supremes. I think I can work through 3, see how far we get into a 4th, and I want everybody at least to get a little taste of victory with the 5th one. And it was just, it started because I think it was like the second Bears game of the year. It was that Broncos game, right? Mm. I'm sitting down and I whipped through a Jack's pizza. Yeah, that whole game plan. And I thought this was completely satisfying. But I also want more. Like, I just need to have. So I was texting with Jay and Rick and everybody, and I think that I could do 3 of these without really. I mean, I think 3s could be a full
that seems
with
hot sauce
meal.
Too.
And I'm going to go the hot sauce. I brought the Franks. And
why include the hot sauce? Because that's going to stay with you.
Why?
I mean, not that the pizza won't. But I mean, that's
fire in the hole.
It wants to climb Everest. Why?
I don't know.
Because
Connor, you're a pretty reasonable guy. This is very disturbing.
I was okay.
Shaking your worldview.
I don't know, man.
I have no problem with gluttony, but the idea that you're going to spice it up just to kind of torture yourself.
I'm going to go. The sauce will be there for the first one for sure. We'll see.
Is
what
it
happens.
Just cheese?
No, about the Supremes.
Oh,
the Supremes. Yeah, it's the pepperoni and the sausage.
So you're going to make peppers, the onion. These while you're on the air.
Shane's going to help out. Yep, Shane's going to help out. We've got the ovens are fired up and ready to go.
He's going to help out by eating like 7 pizza puffs.
Well, that's why I bought 5.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why I bought 5.
At least
5,
you're not like the hot dog guys. You're not going to douse them in water and then kind of just jam it down your throat.
Yeah, that's
none of that.
That's
this
gross.
Is an honest approach to pizza.
You're
going to
enjoy the pizza.
I hope to. Yeah, we're going to put them on the bar right out there outside the studio, kind of go through them as we, you know.
Well, the bar outside the studio needs to be used for something.
How long do you give yourself?
End of the show, I think.
Yeah. Oh, so you got hours.
Yeah, I think I can do it. I think I can do it in an hour. But I'm going to go from
no problem.
First pizza out of the oven.
I actually
15.
I'm going to take a contrarian view.
You think trying to spread it out is a mistake?
I do.
I think so too.
And here's why: because most experts will tell you that the longer you give your body to send signals to your brain of being full, it's sort of the diet trick: chew more, eat slower. It gives your body time to tell you, I'm good.
Binge.
And usually, if you binge it, you can break, you sort of break the math of it by getting stuff in fast enough.
It's real simple.
Before the messages can be sent to stop eating.
Thankfully, my brain has always been slow taking up messages.
What beverage will accompany these pizzas?
Yeah, I've got some coffee here. I don't think I'm going to go with a beverage or anything. I think I'll finish the coffee as I normally do here before you guys are done with our first segment. And then we'll,
and this is a thin crust pizza.
Yeah,
there's no like rising crust or any of this stuff.
No.
These are questions.
Rising gorge, right?
These are serious questions.
Yes. And I'm not doing this to be tough guy or a Kobayashi or anything like that. I said I think I could do it. And now it's time
just
money
curious
where your mouth is.
Who would think you're a tough guy because you can eat 3 pizzas?
Literally no one. And that's what's really funny about this, though.
I kind of do.
Because all the texters who brought it up and everybody who brought it up on Twitter are like, oh, I could eat 3 pizzas and there's no problem. Everybody who did that said could eat. Nobody said has. Nobody said have done this. Everyone said could. What? And it's just no. So I don't think
how will
really
they
cook
be cooked? There is an oven upstairs. Is that
in the kitchen, in the performance
show kitchen?
Oh, where we using the ovens.
Yeah, where we did the shows from for 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's great.
All right. That's right.
Shane's going to handle it. He's in charge of all that. And he'll do it to
professional.
Shane handling it would scare me.
Has he ever cooked before? Is he familiar with the process?
He's made frozen pizza before.
Hot roast pizza with Shane.
I'm a little worried that Shane's going to like start making pizzas from scratch because he's going to look at the jacks and be like, oh, these aren't good enough. I'll just whip up some.
I definitely wanted to say that I was yelling in the car as I was listening to some of your discussion about Colin Kaepernick and a phone call that you took. And I just wanted to make sure that before we got out of transition that I think I've found a way to square a circle a little bit here. And it has to do with what really ticked you off when you were talking to Rich Campbell. And I'm with you. The idea that somehow Ryan Pace saw himself and his story or his struggle in, and your eye roll is absolutely the right response. I want that emoji. I want like a bearded mulligan eye roll emoji with the hat and the headphones. And like,
I just gave you my Roman orgy look. So there's a difference between the rolling of eyes.
But for that to happen, for him to see somehow this recapitulation, this reflection of himself, it does harken back to Phil Emery and Mark Trestman and some of the stuff that's just the wrong way to go about business. But then when we have this whole like throbbing subtext of race, let me just try to just give me a little latitude on this. It's not actively saying we don't want a black quarterback because like the Al Campanis pernicious like, oh, they don't have what's necessary.
It's more sinister than that.
Well,
is that what you mean?
More or less, depending on how you see it. If you believe that Rich Campbell possible theory of Ryan Pace just kind of falling in love with this because that reflection of himself, there can be a passively racial component to that because it's easier for him to see himself in that rather than seeing himself in someone who doesn't look like him, who doesn't come from a similar background. That it's not actively saying that nope, this guy because of the color of his skin, he can't do it.
I think it makes sense that you would say that, but I also think it makes some assumptions about Ryan Pace that I'm not sure are entirely fair.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
It's but a dime store psychoanalysis.
It is, but I'm just trying to bring the two together, that if that's true, I think it's reasonable to think it's easier for someone to have that happen when that person looks more like you and sounds more like you.
Because every year there's a Bortles or a Gabbert or a Daniel Jones, because this is like the archetype. A quarterback has to be, you know, this, and that's why you see it so often.
But
it's
let me ask you
systemic thing.
Does Ryan Pace still identify that closely? If Mitch goes up there and says, we got to turn off the TVs, does Ryan say, oh, I felt the same way when they talked about me?
No.
I know. I just wanted to do my Ryan Pace voice. He talks like Joe Bernadette.
It's a really interesting conversation, and I think it's understood.
Yes, he does. He really is.
He's totally Cardinal Bernadette.
That's a great voice twin. I love obscure voice twins.
You told me one time that your greatest gift was like you did like your seventh grade science teacher or something, and it was fantastic, but nobody could appreciate it because no one
correct.
Only the kids in the class ever had it.
Yes, the obscure impersonation of someone who doesn't matter.
I do hear Cardinal Bernadine every time I hear Ryan Pace. That's why I feel bad if I ever criticize him.
Crushing.
He's a man of God, for the love of
well,
God.
Well, sure, of course, above reproach. Then, if that's the case,
what do you guys got today?
Well, we have the Connor McKnight Pizza Challenge, and we're going to talk to Katie Nolan at 9:45. She's got a fun thing going on with.
She just is fun.
She's
so
fun.
We figured we'd hang out.
Mike Florio at 10. They've done some really good stuff about this whole situation with the Kaepernick dog and pony show. Find out what's going on there. Midday Midway at 10:40. Hub Arkish at 11. So very, very busy. All kinds of stuff. And we'll celebrate Kobe White.
All right, good show. Great.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
Kobe was terrific.
I'm done.
When breaking sports news happens on The Score, it's brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Zeke Bratkowski, who became famous as Bart Starr's trusted quarterback understudy, has died of a heart attack at the age of 88. One of the greatest college quarterbacks of the early 1950s at Georgia, he was drafted by the Bears. Following a stint in the U.S. Air Force, he also played for the Rams before creating a niche in Green Bay as a super sub. Blessed with a strong arm and keen football mind, Bratkowski enjoyed remarkable success in games that he started or in those where he came in to replace Starr during their championship run from 1965 through 1967. Bratkowski later spent 26 years as an assistant coach on six different teams, including the Jets, where he was my quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator. He was a solid coach, but more importantly, he was an extremely kind man. Rest in peace, Zeke. You will be missed. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across!
It's on the board!
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here, and seasons are changing in Chicago. It's getting cold. This is when pipes burst and basements flood. If flood disaster strikes, do what I did when I had water in my house. Contact Aloha Restoration to get your home bone dry in no time. Aloha's full service, and they restored my home to pre-disaster condition with me from start to finish, making it like it unhappened. Aloha repairs all the damage from mold and fire and water in all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
The holidays are approaching, and you're starting to think about how you can save some extra money or find some extra money. Well, here's a way that maybe you haven't considered. How about you consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream? You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You think, well, what's the context there? Well, the context is that's much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR for credit card debt. And in between, in that spread, that's all your savings. And your rate is fixed. And if rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. It stays the same. And there are no fees. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. And it's easy enough to do from your phone. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver. And there's this, for a limited time, because you're listening, you can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to apply to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/DanB. It's lightstream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more info.
Can you listen up, America? Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap tippity tap? I think I just rhyme answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
And Bernstein, the seasons are changing in Chicago. Like, it's all of a sudden winter, and it is getting cold, and this is exactly when pipes start to burst, because you haven't winterized yet, because why would you in the middle of November? This is when basements flood. If this is going on, if flood disaster strikes, do what I did when I had water in my house. It's one phone call. You contact Aloha Restoration. And they come out, and whatever you've got, they've seen before. They get your home bone dry in no time, and they're with you the entire way, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition from the moment that plastic sheeting goes down. And they literally, on hands and knees with a whisk broom and a dustpan, getting every last bit of any evidence out of there. And it's like it unhappened. Aloha repairs all the damage from mold and fire and water in all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven with a brand new grill from the Ace Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday, November 16th from 11 to 2. Head to your local Ace for great deals, giveaways, and turkey grilling demos, showcasing our top brands like Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and more. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Don't miss the Thanks Grilling Event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at your local Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Free assembly and delivery for Ace Rewards members valid through December 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Santana Energy Services. Visit SantanaEnergyServices.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Arnold Mayberry.
Wendell Carter is the guy who's either angriest or the only guy who's angry. Is that fair?
Might be the angriest, but he's definitely not the only guy. Thaddeus Young is saying the same things after all of these bad losses. He's pointing to guys, not mentioning names, but saying, you know, guys need to take better shots. Guys need to have more pride in their man defense. Guys need to come out there and play consistently the same way for 48 minutes, and that's just not something that the Bulls are doing right now. To be honest with you, I'm seeing a lot of laughing and joking after losses, and it's something that really confuses me, that they can go out there and lose to Cleveland. And I was there for that game in the locker room. It just seems like it doesn't affect these guys the way it should when they're losing the teams that they are clearly better than.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. We're going to talk to Katie Nolan in about 20 minutes. She got some football fun stuff going on.
Excellent.
And always entertaining. Mike Florio is as well. He'll join us at 10. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40. Hub Arkish of Pro Football Weekly and the WSCR Ameristar pregame show will be with us at 11 to talk about all that's going on with the Bears, who still have a flickering chance at trying to make something out of their season if they're able to carry it through with a primetime victory Sunday night. 312-644-6767 is our phone number. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. When you send one, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein underscore MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. And I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
I'm a little hungry.
Good.
I am. I'm a little hungry. I wish I were hungrier for what we're about to embark on today, but I'm ready. I'm absolutely ready.
This is the day of the Connor McKnight three pizza challenge.
Although we'll see if we can get it done. I have been alerted via Twitter to hypernatremia, which is apparently an alarming rise of sodium levels in a human's body, which is something I need to look out for, according to a couple of doctors that have chimed in.
I believe.
Go Bears!
Yeah, should drink some water.
All right, I'll find some water.
Help you out with that.
When coffee has water, that'll be fine.
Download the radio.com app. You can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski is our EP. Rick Camp is on the board. And the executioner, Ray Diaz, in the back, doing what he does.
I had fun last night.
It's fun.
I had fun last night.
The Bulls are allowed to do something fun.
Watching the Bulls beat the Knicks. And I couldn't, you know, I hate it when you're right, almost more than anything. But you were right in that at the very least last night, the Bulls weren't so bad as to lose to the Knicks. It's weird that it took what it did from Kobe White to get you there.
I know, but so what?
But that was a whole bunch of fun. Kobe White is just fun. Even when he's missing shots, like he had for the last eight games, that little, you know, the shooting slump that he'd been in, it's still kind of fun to watch come in and play electric like he does
with
and
his
move
hair
around.
Bouncing around. Yeah.
You know what we don't talk about enough? I was thinking about this after. So Kobe White hit 7 3-pointers in a game. He's the youngest player to ever do that. He has 23 points in the fourth quarter. That's the most in a single quarter this year by any player in the NBA. Kobe White was awesome last night. But I was watching the post game, right? And he's got a great head of hair. But we don't talk about the fact that Kobe White at age 19 has that beard. Do you remember, Jay remembers, do you remember the first Stanley Cup run for the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yes.
And how everyone is growing playoff beards?
Oh, it was so
except
bad.
Except Jonathan Toews.
And Patrick
and
Kane.
Except Patrick Kane, because they don't have facial hair. They're 19 and 20 and 21 years old. They can't do it. Kobe White has a man's beard.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Yeah, there's always that one kid in high school.
Yep.
You know, like he's a senior and he's got like the full thing going on.
Yeah.
Like Long John Silver.
Reason you don't go out for the football team.
Dude.
Because if Pat Kolesky's there doing it, I'm not really interested. I'm sorry. I'm good.
Yeah, like, man, that's rough. You know, there's always like 5 o'clock shadow by the end of the school day every day. You know, looking like Nixon.
He's kind of constantly being dragged in by the principal. You know, we have a shaving rule here in school. I shaved this morning.
I did. What do you want me to do? This segment's brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Yeah, when actually the guy the Bears just saw on the line, A'shaun Robinson, the former Alabama defensive tackle.
Yeah, okay.
I remember when he was coming out for the draft. They're like, this guy's 19?
He's going to be 45 for 50 years.
Right, right. Because he's just already got his middle age look about him.
Yeah, he does.
But you're right.
He's got a great beard. It's awesome. I am jealous.
Yeah, it used to be an NBA thing before like James Harden made it all weird. Like Truck Robinson is one of my late 70s. New Orleans Jazz power forward.
All right, hold on.
And he had this like his beard wasn't even. It was like clumpy and
It looks like Truck had the 70s chops, right? That get into the cheek area, then a lot of empty space, and then what looks to be the wide goatee.
Well, he had a little bit of all of it, though.
It looks like he also had that going.
Did it look like a shot chart?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, that was a power forward thing of Buck Williams and these guys would represent in that regard. But the Bulls, they're allowed to bum slay a little bit, and the Knicks are just, they're a complete picture of professional dysfunction right now. And they can't shoot, and they take a lot of bad shots when they do shoot. So they're that's a struggle. And when, you know, I didn't think Dennis Smith Jr. would regress this much. I always thought he was on track to be a much better player.
Yeah. They also don't let him play very much, so that's an issue.
You want to play
14 minutes?
Little Akina over him. Go ahead. I always thought Dennis Smith was a dynamic lead guard. Maybe not.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The Cats host UMass Saturday at 11 and Minnesota next Saturday. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. Bulls and Knicks locked up in a slog last night for about three quarters, but in the fourth quarter, Coby White put on a show.
White, a couple of jab steps, comes up shooting, top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall! He's got seven threes.
Wow. That was a big-time shot right there. His bench is up cheering for him. 120-100.
Chuck Swirsky, Bill Wennington with the call here last night on the score. Yes, Coby White, 7 three-pointers, 21 points in the fourth quarter last night to lead Chicago to a 120-102 victory over the New York Knicks. The 7 three-pointers, both a Bulls record and an NBA rookie record for a quarter. Next up for the Bulls, they head up north to Milwaukee tomorrow night to take on Giannis and the Bucks. College basketball last night, number 1 Kentucky upset by Evansville 67-64. Here in Chicago, Loyola beaten 76-72 by Coppin State. Over to the NFL, the Bears will continue to get ready for the Rams. That's coming up just 5 days from now. They're going to be back out on the practice field later today. We'll hear from quarterback Mitchell Trubisky later as well. Also in football, Colin Kaepernick will hold an open workout this Saturday for NFL executives. Hockey, the Blackhawks in Vegas tonight to take on the Golden Knights. And in baseball, the Giants have hired Gabe Kapler as their new manager. He will succeed Bruce Bochy. This update sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. See how simple losing weight can be with Nutrisystem. The meals come to your door. You eat the food and lose the weight. Order at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Your home for Bears Mondays. This is 670 The Score, and it's a radio.com sports station.
You've shown the propensity to score a lot of points in a short period of time before, obviously. But where does that stretch rank for you? I mean, do you remember ever being that hot, like, in that short period of time?
No. No. No.
Yeah.
That range, that's number one. Like I said, I was surprised at some of the stuff that I was here. But like I said, I just got to give credit to my teammates. They kept looking for me. They were trying to find ways to give me open shots. Yeah. You know, that's what they were doing. So, you know, like I said, I got to give them a lot of credit.
Kobe!
Hall of Fame. That's
nice.
We'll be hearing that.
Kobe!
Go ahead, man. Here's how I look at this in general. This is not going to be a fun Bulls season, right? We've seen enough. We've got enough of 11 games to know that this is...
I think it's even more infuriating than
fun. This is not going to be a fun season. So when we have moments like this, it's okay to revel in them. It's okay to really enjoy them because I don't think there's going to be a whole hell of a lot of it.
Well, I don't want to do this quite yet, but there's a show coming, I don't know, month from now, 2 months from now. Given where the Bulls are likely to be, what does it mean that they're here and that they kind of nailed the Coby White pick? If he keeps playing the way he has, if you know he's got some slumps, some peaks, some valleys, that kind of thing. But he's clearly capable of going in right now and being a dynamic scorer off the bench who provides, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, Rick and Dan, I think the defense is a little bit better than I thought it would be. I think he's been, it's better than his own personal defense.
His own personal defense.
You got there first, we're both on the same path. I think it's been a little bit better.
I mean, he's a rookie.
Okay.
So it's not good.
Oh, like, no.
Don't get me wrong. It's not good.
No.
It's maybe like rookie point guard average, which is about as low of a bar as you can set, but...
Or any point guard average. I mean, it's very, very difficult to stay in front.
Given the low bars we're hurdling this season on the Chicago Bulls, I'm fine with hurdling that bar. I'm good with going up and over that one.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go somewhere else. And then when do we have the inevitable duel with Zach LaVine for alpha dog status for shot opportunities? You know, how many games will Zach LaVine be like, okay, yeah, that's cute, kid. Now my turn again.
You think Kobe's going to start?
Yeah,
eventually he's going
I think the duel that'll actually happen might be between Zach and Jim Boylan, like an actual Pistols at Dawn kind of thing. Like, I think that's maybe...
Shall we say Pistols at Dawn?
I think that's maybe
say
more...
It. I don't know what it means, but we can say it.
I think that's maybe more likely than Zach and Kobe, because like I think what Rick said, I don't think he's going to see the floor when Jim doesn't want him to see the floor. I think he's holding him... You know, holding his minutes where he wants to hold his minutes and the lineups where he wants to hold his lineups. And I continue to enjoy the Coby White, Chris Dunn, Thomas Satoransky, 3-point guard lineup kind of thing. I don't know if it's any good.
I'm sorry for doing this, but while you're speaking of Jim, does Jim Jordan own a sport coat? Does he own a suit jacket?
I think his biceps shattered the last one. So
he just keeps ripping through them. Like, I'm too big.
Just keeps hulking out.
They can't contain me. I was a wrestler.
I did what I was supposed to. You know, I think he just keeps ripping through those coats.
Okay. Every time somebody tells him that the guy molested him, his coat falls off. This segment is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And it's a fun night for the Bulls, and it's should be celebrated. It absolutely should be celebrated.
Of course it should. You know, I still defensively, as a unit, as the Bulls have kind of marched out there, I'm still wondering exactly what it is they're after. There's a spot where, we were talking about this yesterday with Darnell Mayberry on the show, about Lauri Markkanen's defense. And his aggression offensively, there's a point where...
Aggressiveness, a pet peeve of mine.
What did I do?
You said aggression.
Oh, yeah, sorry, aggressiveness. So there's a point where he gets... on the wing, he's kind of the trailer in an offensive set. He gets the pass up from the wing, and he's at the top of the key, and he decides to drive, right? He's going. We're headed into the bucket. Great. Makes a little spin move to try and get into the lane, loses the ball, and immediately the Knicks are going back the other way. And Lowry's just kind of, you know, throwing his hands up, really unsure as to what just happened. He's not looking for a foul. He's just kind of ticked off that he let the ball loose again. And the Knicks are headed the other way. And he's not even back in the picture by the time the Knicks have put down a bucket and the Bulls are trotting it back up for the next offensive set. And it's I don't mind all that much because I understand that team defense in the NBA is so much harder than people think it is. Like, doing that and putting that effort forth on every single possession every night is really difficult. But that also happens to be the stuff that Jim Boylan is really concerned about fixing. And in an instance like that, where the game is still... This is before Coby White has gone off for his 23 in the fourth quarter. In an instance like that, when you're still in a tight one against a team that you need to beat, it's just... You're looking at the coach and going... I know you're seeing this.
Well, they did
talk about it every night.
He did change something, though. They're not blitzing every wing screen roll anymore.
I'm thrilled to see that.
Yeah, because that was bad strategy. Really bad strategy.
Yep.
And they finally stopped doing it. because it was asking their defense to help and recover more times than it otherwise would.
They still do it every now and again because they did it on Bobby at the end of the third. Or they did on the ball handler that they swung it to Bobby and he got the open corner three right at the end of the third quarter. And you're going, oh my God, there it is. It's going to be the Bobby Portis fourth quarter one more time.
Nah.
No, Kobe White took over.
This segment is brought to you by AutoZone. In search of a car battery that won't let you down even in the lowest temperatures, AutoZone has you covered. They have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to plow through winter. They're tested in the most extreme conditions. Just visit AutoZone.com to learn more. Talk a little sports with Katie Nolan. She is coming up next on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
The great. Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across!
It's on the board!
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthy your life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Connor McKnight here. FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Indiana, so now you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in the state. And I downloaded the FanDuel Sportsbook app a couple of weeks ago and have been kind of tooling around with it. Saw that one of the features that's on there is the in-game parlay, right? So maybe you got a couple of different bets, an over-under, prop bet or something, and then maybe like a total, whatever you want to do. You can chain those together in one single game for your parlay. If you've been parlay before, if you've been playing these before, you know what you're doing. If this, one game and new ways to bet it. That's kind of the innovation FanDuel Sportsbook is off on. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook is offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500 when you sign up with the promo code Connor. That means if you lose your first bet, FanDuel will give you a refund Insight credit. Here's the one I'm looking at this weekend. Well, technically it's Monday. It's Kansas City and LA. First of all, it's fun to watch that Kansas City offense. They get a little healthier, should be even more fun. And I like watching the quarterback in LA. He's I know it's a little bit different and he's older now, but I'm still in. Don't forget, you can bet on that game risk-free. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet with the promo code Connor. That's C-O-N-N-O-R. First online wager only. Refund issued as site credit. Terms apply. Must be at least 21. And for help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
No
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Hey, contractors, the trade deadline is come and gone, but at supplyhouse.com, you can still boost your stock with Trade Tuesday. On Tuesday, December 3rd, go to supplyhouse.com for pro-sized discounts on all the plumbing, heating, and HVAC products you need. Stock up for the season during our best sale of the year. Take it to the house, supplyhouse.com.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, Flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said goodnight, Capri Pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
What's up, everybody? This is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, a Radio.com sports original. Listen and watch every day as my co-host and I bring you expert sports betting advice. To watch and listen to the show, head to Radio.com/bet, download the Radio.com app and search Bet, or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play You Better You Bet. We're on live every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern and on NFL Sunday starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. You can also listen to the show on demand anytime on the Radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight, Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. We are preparing throughout this show to have Connor McKnight consume. I've overheard his conversation with Shane Reardon, who's going to be our objective chef and preparer of the pizzas. And he has asked that the pizzas be cut into eighths.
Yeah. I feel like that's the correct size.
There was the famous Yogi Berra-ism where they say, how do you want your pizza cut into four or eight? He goes, better make it four. I don't think I could eat eight.
Absolutely.
So this is going to end up being 32 slices of Jack's Supreme Pizza. I admire the fact that you could have taken the easy route and just gone with a simple cheese pizza. But not only that, you're going with the full Supreme.
Supreme.
And you've got both Crystal Sauce and Frank's Red Hot here.
Captain Math?
Brought the pair. Yeah, it would be 24 slices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I brought a grand total of 40 slices of pizza because I brought five
pizzas.
That's right,
you brought five. So are they making all five?
Yeah, they're going to make all five. Shane's going to make all five.
Oh.
I'm going to eat three. Maybe I get lucky. Maybe today's my day. You know, like Salazar running the Heartbreak Hill. Maybe today's my day and I get into a fourth pizza. We'll see what happens. But I figured I'd bring some extra slices for the boys. And you, if you want one too.
I don't think
You're welcome to it.
Thank you.
Think of it this way. It's a vessel for Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah, that's a good sell.
It's a vessel for as much Frank's Red Hot as you can handle at 10:30 in the morning. About a little less than an hour from now.
Yep, and you know, I guess we with our blind taste test, I did not know that I was a Frank's Red Hot guy as much as I ended up being, because in an absolutely blind taste test, I ended up selecting it. So let's have a conversation now with Katie Nolan, shall we?
Yes.
She is the host of Always Late on ESPN2. You can follow her on Twitter at Katie Nolan, and she joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Our pleasure. So my favorite thing about the information we got about this this bit that you're doing about certifying someone as a college football expert to have a validated opinion, it's the group of names here. The fact that involved with this are two former Bears and help working with Dos Equis here in Jay Cutler and Martellus Bennett. And I'm just picturing all of you in a room together. I don't know if that's happened yet.
I mean, look, Jay Cutler, Martellus Bennett, and I have been having dinner together once a week for the last 15 years.
There you go.
So it may seem like a strange pairing to you guys, but to me, it made perfect sense. No, I'm kidding. It makes absolutely no sense. That's why it's so incredible. They're two fantastic guys. You've had some personalities over there in Chicago through the years, huh?
But, yeah, Martellus was a part of our show. Martellus was a regular, weekly guest on our show, and we ended up with a rule that don't talk football. Everything became instantly compelling the moment we got away. He never really wanted to talk about football, and everywhere we just sort of let it spiral out into the ether, everything got wacky and fun.
Yeah, his brain is just a place I would like to spend a bunch of time because there's so much in there. He's so creative and he's so interesting. But I mean, as much as, you know, you say it's interesting when he talks about stuff that isn't football, he's also really smart at football. And especially, you know, college football, which is why it makes perfect sense that he's going to teach at Tosecki's College Football College.
I'm wondering, you know, as you learn how to best trash talk here, if there's some sort of, you know, don't punch down, and yet there will inevitably be some rivals where, you know, this guy has never risen to the level of play that perhaps your team has. How do you measure the don't punch down while also still being brutal and eviscerating, as one should be?
It's such a good question, and it just shows you've really done your research. You know, it's my specialty for this Dos Equis College Football College is to help people with their trash talk because, yeah, I'm a college football expert, and, yeah, I played the game. But I think my expertise is in the trash talk. And I will say, as a Patriots fan, I have learned that, you know, you can be a winner on the field. You don't have to punch down at your opponents because they know that they're inferior to you already. All you have to do is sort of bring that to the forefront of their minds and highlight that. Mm. I mean, it's easy to punch down. Anyone can do that. It's much more impressive if you can find something that really is the heart of what bothers your opponent and just sort of harp on that, make them think about it with a smile on your face and just leave them sort of stewing in the notion that they are not as good as you. That's kind of the goal, and that's what I try to teach in my course.
So the Dos Equis College Football College, I'm picturing a tree-lined campus, some beautiful place on a hill. But if people want to experience this and become certified as a college football argumenteer, what does one do?
Well, yes, I also picture that same campus. I'm not sure where it is. There's a lot of tweed walking around,
sure.
A lot of elbow patches. But if you go to dosequis.com/edu, that's where you'll find all of the courses that we offer, anything you could possibly need. And then that's also, most importantly, where you'll find the final exam. And if you take that final exam before December 20th, you can qualify for a trip to the college football playoff, the national championship, which, hello, that's incredible. But even if you don't get that, what you do walk away with is a certificate from a beer school, which I think we would all love to have. But it basically is something you can point to so that when you're getting in an argument with someone and if you start to slip and it seems like maybe they might have the upper hand, you just go ahead and point to a printed out beer school certificate and say, yeah, no, clearly I win. I've been certified. Have you been certified? And then they're going to be like, no. And then boom, argument over. You win. Go about your day.
That certification would have been more useful for me than my college degree. I'm wondering, Katie, if you can put on a little display for us here. As it happens, today I have for months now said that I can eat 3 frozen pizzas as a meal, not as some sort of like heroic, oh, look at me, this is what I can do. I said I could do it. So money where your mouth is, I'm going to do it. I'll be the mark here and you can trash talk. Clearly, I have some sort of, I don't know, less than 12 years Catholic school inferiority complex thing going on here in that I have to do this because I said I did. What would be, how would you go ahead and attack the mark knowing that I have as many deep-seated insecurities as I do?
See, it's tough because I'd be arguing on the side of pizza, and I love pizza, but pizza is an inanimate object. So in order to argue against you, I almost feel like all I'm going to have to do it just reminds you, are these full-size pizzas?
They're Jack's Frozen Pizzas. Mm-hmm. Yes, Supreme.
So that's like a DiGiorno. Like I'm trying to picture it because I know they have those Celeste ones that are really small.
No,
you could easily eat 3 of those.
This is a full-size, you know, one could be a decent meal for a healthy person.
Each one weighs about a pound.
Yeah.
Look, I know I'm going to go off book. I'm switching modes. I think you can do it. I think you should have some confidence in yourself.
Wow.
Because it's just three pizzas. You only have to do it once. And honestly, if you can't do it, that would be super embarrassing. So, like, why don't you just pull yourself together and eat three pizzas and stop acting like that's going to be a tough work day for you?
I like it.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned you're a Patriots fan. Do you have a go-to thin crust frozen pizza from like your childhood?
A regional?
If you picture, or maybe it's a regional one, or maybe it's just what you grew up on. And also, what's your college team?
Okay, so to answer your first question, I'll either get like Celeste frozen pizza. I don't know why that's sticking out in my mind. My family always had it. Elio's is delicious. I feel like I'm dropping a bunch of brand names. This is probably against protocol.
It's all right.
And then those little French bread pizzas, those are also delicious.
Stouffer's, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, those are really great. But what was the other question that you asked? Oh, my college.
Yeah, who's your college rooting interest?
It's a really funny question because I went to Hofstra and they went ahead and got rid of their college team my freshman year. So, not like I was going to root for them anyway because they were Hofstra. But I've sort of been trying to find my in to college football because I was raised in the Northeast. I went to school, didn't have a college team. I don't really have one I'm fully loyal to yet, but this year I'm on that LSU bandwagon, and I'm kind of rooting for Minnesota too because they're making a push. I just root for the stories, and unfortunately, I know people aren't going to like this, but it's because I'm an anarchist from the outside. I root for Bama not to make it, and I feel like I may have been successful so far this season.
Yeah, they haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
You know, at some point you have to.
Yeah, the only impressive game they have left that they can really use to make their case for making it in is what, Auburn? And I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's going to be enough.
Still watch a healthy Tua try and take on that LSU team one more time. I think, Katie, really appreciate you hanging out with us. And I think we can all agree that regardless of the frozen pizza brand you select, you wash it down with a clean, crisp Dos Equis.
A bunch of them, but a healthy amount. Drink responsibly.
Amen.
But yeah, just remind your listeners, go to dosequis.com/edu. It's a fun thing. It's got a lot of fun people involved, and you might get a chance to go see the national championship. So I don't see why you wouldn't do it. Go do that today. Prove you know what you're talking about. It'll be great for everyone involved.
Very cool. Katie, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. Good luck with the pizzas.
Thank you.
He's going to need it. That is Katie Nolan of ESPN2's Always Late joining us on Sports Radio 670.
Stop acting like there's a hard work day for you. That's good advice.
Yeah. Mike Florio has the latest information on the motivations, the genesis of this Colin Kaepernick workout and how this is going down. There's a really cynical way of looking at this. It doesn't take much of an intellectual leap to get to. And he's got this as this is all happening. So a perfect day for him. Mike Florio comes up next on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Bulls rookie Kobe White breaks the Bulls record for threes in a quarter.
Kobe White, left wing three, bam! One bounce, three ball, yes! White, another right side three, yes! Let it fly, Kobe, yes! That's four here in the fourth quarter. Kobe White, yes! Five straight three balls. White, another top side three, got it! That's six here in the fourth quarter. White comes up shooting top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame, he's got seven threes!
Congratulations, Kobe White. And listen to Chuck and Bill call all the exciting action of Bulls basketball here on 670 The Score, radio home of the Bulls.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. So do what I did. Stop putting off LASIK surgery. There is still time for you to see 2020 before 2020. Simple steps, too. Call or go online to schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. It's awesome. The consultation takes you every step of the all laser LASIK process. The folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK understand that this is a big step for you and you want to know the answers. It can change your life with this procedure. I know I have mine. I was in glasses in the third grade and I got contacts a couple of years after that. I thought that was the big jump. Turns out, no, it's going from one to the all-laser LASIK procedure. That has been a life changer for me. I'm seeing 2015. My results have been fantastic. Here's a tip for you, though. Look into using FSA or HSA dollars on your LASIK procedure. You can save 20, 35% by using these pre-tax savings accounts. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why they are overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates
up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McDonald.